What you thought was your daddy, nothing but. While you were sitting home alone at age 13, your real daddy was dying. Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad it's all. Oh, I'm still alive. Yeah. Oh, I'm
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Outer Heaven Radio, Fridays at noon. We're going to play some nice tunes for you. I'm joined by the lovely host of Black Stripes or White Keys, Kayla.
Hello, again.
How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty good, too. We just had breakfast.
At Renee's
Cafe. At Renee's Cafe.
It's a good place.
In Somerville. Not a sponsorship.
On Holland Street.
Not a sponsorship, just a good place.
Just a good place. Cash only, though.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. But they had good specials. I had steak tips with my eggs.
They were good.
Yeah, they were good. They were nice and tender.
I had French toast. French toast was good.
Yeah, yours was with banana.
Bananas.
Yeah, it was good. I had some of it. I stole some of it.
Yeah.
Bananas. I hope everyone out there is having a great day. It seems like a lovely day outside. Should be a nice weekend. I cannot believe it's already August 9th.
I know. The summer went really quickly.
So quickly. This might be the quickest summer of my life.
It'll be fall, though.
It'll be fall before you know it.
I know. I love fall.
You know, we only
fall is my favorite season.
Oh, mine too. We only got a couple of weeks before you can drink your pumpkin spice lattes again.
Oh, man.
I have that on good authority, seeing as how I'm a manager at Starbucks.
Yeah, you would know.
I would know.
But maybe we should do some kind of Halloween theme going on in October.
You know, I was thinking that, and I've already mentally been preparing songs in my head of what I would play. But definitely, like, I don't know what day of the week Halloween falls
on
this year.
Or some kind of, like, you know, just 5 minutes talking about horror movies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Believe me. Come Halloween time, which is our favorite holiday, we will be getting spooky and festive.
And I love Halloween, but I usually don't end up doing much for it.
Oh,
because,
yeah?
You know, like, it depends. Usually there's only really, like, around here anyway, there's Halloween where they have all the parties and stuff. But I want to go to more than just one this year.
Okay.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
We're just watching, you know, movies and just the general, like,
that's theme. What I do.
Yeah,
because I don't really have my finger on the pulse of the party community so much, so I just watch movies.
You know what, that's okay.
Yeah,
sometimes,
I mean, I
it's a little
time.
Overrated.
It is a little overrated but dressing up is fun sometimes.
No, yeah, it's fun.
You know, there's probably people listening to this right now going, why are they talking about Halloween? It's August, just focus on now. It's still summer.
It's so fun. I gotta tell you, my family, it's a tradition that every year you gotta watch Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
It's the best.
That's good. I like that tradition. Every year I watch The Crow.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a great Halloween
and
movie.
And I got you that shirt.
You did get me a shirt.
I was like, oh my God, there's a Crow shirt at the thrift store. So I was like, oh, he would like that.
Yeah, she got it for me. Isn't that lovely? Anyways, we're gonna go back to a couple songs. We will check back in after that with a PSA and some more good conversation, but until then, enjoy these tracks that I selected for you guys.
Been better when ever we got. Future.
Hello, everybody. We're back after a few songs. Now, for any of you that are familiar with the shows that I spin, normally the music I play, like, it's this a little is a little older. Yeah, this is a little bit
this
of a change
a little,
for me.
A little modern for you.
Yeah, well, especially with that last song, that's where your influence
yes,
came in.
Yes, that is one of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah?
Yes.
But
yeah, the songs before that were pretty, like, 2000, 2010. I think 2010s.
I think they were 2010s, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd for me.
Yeah, usually you're, like, 90s or 2000s music.
Or 80s.
Or 80s, yes.
But, you know, good to switch things up every
well,
once in a while.
You know what? We're going to really switch things up now.
Oh, that's right. We have a request for our next song.
Yes, and as you know, we are a big fan of Knights in White Satin by the Moody Blues. It's a good one.
That song is everything. It's everything.
It's so great.
No, it is. So.
And I've seen the Moody Blues live because I had free tickets. And you know what? I was surprised. They were good.
You experienced like a spiritual awakening.
It was. It really was. I just asked my dad. They walked on stage and I was like, they're so old.
So
they were good.
That's good. So this song is a request. It is another song by the Moody Blues. It is not Knights in White Satin. Don't you guys worry out there. We're not going to play that again on the show. At least not this week. Maybe we will next
Maybe
week.
Maybe another time.
You never know.
You got to recycle it.
Yeah, you got to recycle. So the name of this song is The Story in Your Eyes by the Moody Blues. And again, thank you. What's your dad's first name? Have you ever told me?
Lou.
Lou. Thank you, Lou, for the request.
Sandman tiptoes to my room every night. And just a sprinkle of stardust and a whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you. To you. In dreams, you're mine. All of the time we're together. In dreams, but if I cry, I remember that you said
despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Okay, that's a PSA.
Yes, we did not read one off for you this time.
We decided to put that automated one on.
Yeah, sometimes the computer can do it better than us.
Yeah, that reminds me of Breaking Bad.
How so?
Because he was saying that if someone doesn't do it, someone else will take their place.
I see.
And, you know, Walt was always ready to make those...
Walter White was there, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I complained about playing songs that are off the beaten path of what I normally play, and
but
then I went ahead and played. I went ahead and played Roy Orbison.
I was like, "That well, you like this?" I was like, "What?"
Okay, Roy Orbison is one of the greatest voices in the history of music. Okay.
Okay, I don't know if it's the greatest.
Roy Orbison has a beautiful voice.
Okay, it's a nice voice, but is it the most like?
I mean, it's
mind-blowing?
Not. It's not operatic or anything like that, but I mean, it's just great. It's just
it's
a great
good.
Voice.
I'll give you it, yeah.
He can hit some great notes. Anyways, so here on Outer Heaven, every Friday at noon, I like to go over pretty quickly the new movie releases of the week to encourage people to go out and support your local theaters before they go away, which, I mean, they won't anytime soon, but as you know, the movie experience moves closer and closer to our couch via Netflix or whatever every week, theaters sometimes are threatened by our, you know, our desire to stay home and watch movies. So I like to encourage people to go out, go see movies. So here's what's coming out this week. We've got Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, which is a horror movie, I think, produced by Guillermo del Toro.
I see that accent.
Yeah. So I've heard it's pretty good. It's getting good reviews, so that might be worth checking out. Okay, another movie coming out this week was one that I thought looked absolutely terrible, but is apparently getting good reviews, is Dora and the Lost City of Gold. This is that live-action Dora the Explorer movie. I showed you the trailer because I was like,
it looks terrible.
Wow, this looks bad. But it's actually getting decent reviews.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it.
No, me neither. But, hey, apparently, if you're if you have like a little one that likes Dora the Explorer, apparently this movie's not so bad. But I encourage you to check out the trailer and decide that for yourself.
It's a kid's movie. But sometimes I like kids' movies. Usually the animated ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, not so much the live-action ones. Like, as you get older, the animated ones kind of stand the test of time, but the live-action ones don't.
It's true.
Yeah.
So there's this other movie coming out, and I saw an internet ad for this. It might have been like on Hulu or something like that. I don't remember. It's called The Art of Racing in the Rain, and I'm just going to read the description real quick. Through his bond with his owner, aspiring Formula One race car driver Denny, Golden Retriever Enzo learns that the techniques needed on the racetrack can also be used to successfully navigate the journey of life. So it's about like this race car driver who hangs out with his dog, and his dog goes driving with him, and Kevin Costner's in it. And I just think that's funny.
That is funny. Like, the driving through life.
Okay, I love dogs, but you know what? I don't love movies about dogs, usually.
Yeah, because they're usually the cheesiest.
A Dog's Purpose, Marley and Me, like all these movies. I don't know. I love dogs, but I just think it's a little funny. And this is what
I saw a cute dog yesterday. I have to tell the world. I was on my street walking up to the door. And this lady was walking her dog, and it was a corgi, and it was so cute. It was the light golden colored ones.
Yeah.
And
they're really pretty.
He kept coming up to me and wanted to be my friend, and I pet him.
That's awesome.
He was really cute.
I'm glad you got to experience that. I hope everyone listening gets the pleasure of petting a dog today.
Yes.
Or sometime this weekend. It really is a nice thing. So, yeah, that's what Kevin Costner's doing nowadays. And there's this other movie coming out called The Peanut Butter Falcon. Now, you said you saw the preview for this?
I saw the preview for this. It's Shia LaBeouf.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Weird dude.
He is a weird dude.
But anyway, he is... It's in the South, I think, somewhere. And there is this young man, I think probably around 18 or so, who has Down syndrome, and he wants to go to this wrestling camp. So he's trying to go, and then Shia LaBeouf is on this whole journey with him to go to this wrestling camp. Meanwhile, the kid's sister is trying to make sure that her brother is safe, and then probably her and Shia LaBeouf end up together. That's what I'm assuming, because that's how it goes. But it looks very wholesome.
It sounds cute. I'm looking at the cast. It's got a good cast.
Yeah.
And so the principal cast.
Sounds very wholesome.
I've met two of the people on the principal cast.
Whoa,
really?
That's
pretty cool. Yeah, so John Hawks, who's he's an Oscar-nominated actor. He's a great actor. I met him at the Independent Film Festival IFF Boston in Summit, right in David Square, almost a decade ago. It was 2010 because he was there with Winter's Bone, and he did a Q&A. And I got to talk to him for a little while after. Super, super nice guy. And then another reason this has piqued my interest is because, so you say it's about wrestling. There's actually two wrestlers on the cast, Jake the Snake Roberts and Mick Foley. And I've met Mick Foley.
Whoa.
So there you go. But it's also got Dakota Johnson, Thomas Hayden Church, Bruce Dern, John Bernthal. Like, this is a good cast.
Dakota Johnson's the 50 Shades girl,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then John Bernthal's like the Punisher, the Walking Dead, that dude. So that's a good cast. I don't know if I'll check it out in theaters. Maybe I will, but I definitely want to watch it when it comes to home video, and it seems to be getting good reviews.
Yeah.
All right, that's The Peanut Butter Falcon, and I think that's really all that's coming out this week.
Okay.
So if any of those sound interesting to you all, please go out there, spend some money, buy some overpriced waters and popcorn, and sit down and watch a movie on the big screen.
Okay, but there's nothing like movie theater popcorn.
No, it's true.
It's just so good.
It's great. And it's
the
great.
The stuff at the store is not as good.
No, it's not. No. It's great sharing movie theater popcorn with someone, but it's also great having an entire thing to yourself.
Yeah,
just
it
saying.
Is, you know, whatever.
Just saying.
Yep. And, you know, I gotta say, I love, like I keep telling you, I really like the new Once Upon a Time Hollywood movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I did.
I enjoyed it a bit.
Yep. So, if you haven't seen that, that's still in theaters.
That's true.
So.
We got to find a reason to go to IMAX soon.
Yeah.
I don't know what that reason will be, but I want to go. I want to see
something. It just depends. It's got to be a certain type of movie, because sometimes, like, IMAX is just too much.
Yeah, agreed. But
it's
like,
got to be like an action movie.
I enjoy going to Jordan's Furniture, though. I just think it's a good experience. You get some Fuddruckers. You see the light show and sit on the furniture. It's a weird place.
It is a weird place. No, see, like, it's really cool seeing the movies in the big theater with the 35mm when it's actual film. But then IMAX is, like, that's, like, the total opposite. Because, like, 35mm, like, actually, everyone's, like, film looks better. Because of the HD sometimes makes things look harsher.
Yeah.
Because there's more frames and stuff, so it's more information, and it just looks not as blurred and nice as film. So it was cool seeing that movie, because it was supposed to be, it takes place in the 60s, late 60s.
Yeah, it was
so
fitting it was cool. that we saw it on
film. We saw it in film.
I'm glad we did,
but
too.
But certain movies, like very futuristic movies and all that stuff, it's cool to see in IMAX because it's the sound system is very advanced and like it's 4K video. And
you're right. It's great for action movies.
It is good for action movies. It's just not good for everything.
No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And last year I saw 2001: A Space Odyssey in 70mm. It was gorgeous.
Nice.
Real quick, before we go back to the music, which we will in just a minute,
my dad said that we should see The Godfather in 3D at the IMAX theater.
In 3D.
Imagine if someone... I hate 3D.
I hate 3D, too.
3D is just... It's irritating.
The Godfather, part 3 in 3D.
No, not part 3, just the...
Well, I think it would be funny if they only did part 3 in 3D. They could call it part 3D. You know?
Yeah. but isn't the third one not that good?
It's not as good as the first two, no.
Yeah, okay.
But real quick, before we go back into the music, because we're actually not here for that much longer, I just want to ask, because your dad's listening to the show, lives in New Jersey, does the concept of something like Jordan's Furniture just completely foreign to him? Because it's such a weird thing.
I don't think he knows what Jordan's Furniture
is. Okay, so Jordan's Furniture is a very locally famous place. You can see the guy with the ponytail literally everywhere. Like at Fenway Park, you can see him. It's a furniture store. It's a large furniture store that also has an IMAX movie theater built into it, that also has food and ice cream places to eat in it, also has a light show, also has... jelly beans everywhere, and it's just this weird fun place.
There's an indoor playground for kids.
Yeah, too, but it's a furniture store that does all of these things. It's weird.
It is
and
weird.
Wonderful.
It's kind of cool. Yeah,
it's cool.
These random things. No, I mean there's nothing like that. Not certainly where we're from. Mm-hmm. But you know, as we always say, New Jersey is the land of malls and diners. So we know what a mall is. And you know, malls have stuff like that sometimes. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's true,
there's
but it's
this
more
one in Bridgewater that has an AMC with a dine-in AMCs, you know.
Yeah. There are malls around here that have theaters, like Liberty Tree has a theater.
Yeah, Burlington has an AMC.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but the Burlington Mall's nicer than any of the malls near me.
I like the Burlington Mall.
Because it just has, like, everything you want. Because we're in New Jersey, like, okay, so I live equidistant from, like, two malls. No, well, actually, the one in Bridgewater is farther. But there's one there, which is nice. And then there's one in Pennsylvania, which is a little closer, which is nice, but doesn't have as many stores as I like the other one, because the other one's just bigger. And the other one has the movie theater. And then that doesn't have everything. And then there's another mall in New Jersey called Short Hills, which is only like really, it's really only high end stuff. So I've only been there like once. And there is this humongous mall in New Jersey. It's in Paramus, and it's like humongous.
That's cool.
So, you know, it's like a King of Prussia, but not quite as big. It's, what is it, the Garden State Plaza or something? So, you know, there's a lot of malls.
You know what malls don't have anymore?
What?
Arcades. It's a sad world.
Yeah. I mean, they have those little things in the middle, like the little... But they're for kids. Yeah, yeah. They're not real arcades, you know?
Yeah, growing up, the Liberty Tree
Mall
had a
decent
arcade.
That is the one thing I do like about going to the beach, is they still have arcades on the boardwalk.
That's awesome.
Do they have that in Cape Cod?
They do have arcades in the Cape. I haven't been there in a while, and I certainly haven't gone to any arcades there since I was a kid. But they did, and I hear that they still do.
Well, there's a cool arcade. There's an arcade. I went to this one, Avon. I don't remember what was there, but we went to Asbury Park. That has an arcade. I didn't go in it, but it was there. And then also on Long Beach Island, which is also the Jersey Shore, they have like a little on the south, and they have this little like carnival slash arcade whole thing there. So it's cool. You would like it.
That is cool. I would like it. And a quick shout out to...
Yeah, and speaking of, sometimes where my dad works, they get beach houses. Like, you can put your name in the lottery and for the beach house, and you get the beach house for the week for like $250.
That's cool.
So, you know, I think we turned it down the past couple of years. So maybe next year we'll go.
That sounds like a plan.
It's only for people who have kids in school, though. So, like, once I graduate college, like...
Okay.
You know.
Well, a quick shout-out with all my fellow Medford slash Somerville residents to Good Times. And it was the best arcade ever. Rest in peace, Good Times. You haven't been around in quite some time. All right. So, we're only here for another 15 minutes. We're going to get back to a couple more songs, and then we'll check in, chat a little bit, and say goodbye. Hope everyone out there is having a great day. Hello, everybody. Well, this show went by quickly, as all of them seem to do. It is already 12:54. So, you know, we're going to say farewell and play you out with a song. I don't know. Before then, though, so I came to the station and Wikipedia was open and it was just on the main page. And I was reading it a little bit because they do little things like Did You Know in the news. They
on
feature
day,
articles.
And
yeah. So on this day, I figured I'll just read a couple of those real quick before we go into the last
song. I
bet you
the person did that before.
Probably, but we're going to do it anyways.
Okay.
On this day in 1974, Richard Nixon became the first president of the United States to resign in office.
Oh, it was today.
Today.
Wow. I bet you that's going to be somehow on the news later because, you know, they always... you know, compare him to Trump because, you know, they both suck.
Yeah, they do both suck.
Yeah.
Check this out. I think this one is interesting. On this day in 1944, the United States Forest Service authorized the use of Smokey Bear as its mascot to replace Bambi. Now, I want...
Whoa, I didn't know Bambi was a mascot.
Me neither. I kind of want to know what the deal was here. Like, what about Bambi did they deem like... they just didn't want to use Bambi anymore. What
maybe
happened? Is it because Smokey Bear is a bear and
I don't know.
Bears are more associated with the forest than deer or whatever?
I mean, they both are in the forest.
I know. I'm just curious, like, a bunch of people...
Maybe they thought it would be, like, you know, it would relate to kids because, like, teddy bears and stuff.
Maybe. For some reason, when I read this, when I thought Smokey Bear, I thought Yogi Bear, and I'm like, no, Yogi Bear is not the same thing.
No, it's not.
But think about this. A bunch of people had to sit down in a room, you know, in a fancy conference room and had to discuss the merits of replacing Bambi with Smokey Bear. I just thought that was interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
On this day in 1173, we're going way back in time.
Well, that's a long time ago.
Construction began on what would eventually be known as the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Whoa.
I know. Crazy day, right?
Crazy.
That's really all that I have for you, but you guys can go about your
day. Those are some fun facts.
Yeah, go about your day thinking about those fun facts, and we're going to play you out with one last song.
Okay.
And then we're going to leave. So just a reminder, this is Danny. You were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Outer Heaven Radio, every Friday at noon. Please tune in. I will be back tomorrow with Kayla's show. Tomorrow. Wow.
Tuesday.
I really said tomorrow, didn't
you
I?
You did say tomorrow.
I meant to say Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, guys.
Unfortunately, I won't be back tomorrow, but I will be back on Tuesday with Kayla's show, Black Stripes or White Keys, at 10 p.m.
Yes.
Every Tuesday. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Hope you all have a great weekend. Do something fun. Spend time with friends and loved ones and all that good stuff. Eat some good food. And we will see you.
We always say that. Good food. We like good food here on Outer Heaven.
Good food is one of the best things about life. All right.
It is.
So we will see you guys on Tuesday. Thank you again. Goodbye.
All right, bye.